Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two, which means it's time for Tucker's Tape, brought to you by DraftKings, and it's playoff time. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to lower the over-under on a featured playoff game. For every 1,500 players who bet the over on the select game, the over-under will drop by 1 point. Every bettor who hammers the over in the featured game helps to lower the game's over-under. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN when you sign up to hammer the over. For every 1,500 people that bet the over in the featured game, the line will decrease by 1 point. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Maximum of $25 wager, one per customer. Offer ends May 23rd. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two, and that means we welcome in the big guy, Ross Tucker. Ross, y'all ready to talk some Penn State football today?
Always, always, Jim. You know this.
Well, we're going to get back to our positional review series. We interrupted it for a couple weeks doing some draft things and things like that, but we're going to pick it up with the defensive backs, which is really interesting. And we're going to start with the cornerbacks first, get to the safeties in a bit. Cornerback may be the most interesting position during these offseason. We had Tariq Castro Fields returning. We had a couple players switch positions. And we had an incoming freshman who probably made the biggest impression during the spring. What do you make of all this among the cornerbacks, Ross?
Well, it's interesting. Knowing we were going to talk about this today, it feels like Penn State has more depth and maybe more physical ability in the secondary than they've had for quite some time. Probably the entirety of James Franklin's tenure in State College. I mean, let's just start with what we know in terms of the starting. Let's just say the starting corners are Tariq Castro Fields and Joey Porter Jr. You know, those are two NFL body types, Jim. I mean, Castro Fields is 6 foot, 200. Porter is even bigger than that. And you look at Alabama and Clemson and Georgia and Ohio State, these are the type of corners they have that Penn State, frankly, hasn't had all that often. So from a strictly physical standpoint, you know, and both those guys are legitimate NFL prospects, you know, Castro Fields, I think, would have been drafted, elected to come back for another year, but people obviously are impressed by some of the things they see from him. Porter Jr. is still a very young player, but certainly has the physical ability to be a guy that people take note of. So just the starting corners, I feel like you've got guys that they look like NFL corners going inside the white lines, coming off the bus, whatever you want to call it, Jim. And I think they both have a chance to have really good years. You know, Castro Fields, after the injury-plagued year last year, is back. Joey Porter Jr., after a year of experience under his belt, is back. So I think that's a really good start. And then even at the safety positions, you know, we know one of the guys will be Brisker. And Brisker's an NFL safety, Jim. I mean, Brisker's going to get drafted. Brisker was a Senior Bowl invite if he had elected to not take his extra year eligibility. Brisker is exactly what you want in a safety in the Big Ten, 6'1", 203, moves very well. So those three guys, I think, are all NFL players and have a chance to be drafted decently high based on how they perform this year and in Porter Jr.'s case, perhaps the next couple years. Then they also have depth, I feel like. You know, I mean, you look at the other safeties, Jair Brown played last year, did some positive things. He could be on that same path as Brisker, where got some time in his first year from Lackawanna and then gets a lot more time and takes the next step in his second year. Keaton Ellis is now at safety. You still have Sutherland at safety. And then a corner, you have some of the smaller body types that do a good job in the slot, like Marquise Wilson, Daquan Hardy. And you mentioned King, the freshman. If you remember last year, we do that draft series every year. I was very, or not draft series, the recruit series where I evaluate him. I was very high on King. Is it Kobe or Kalen? Which one's the corner? Which one's the linebacker?
Kalen is the cornerback.
Got it. Well, his video was very impressive.
When they made the shift from Keaton Ellis from cornerback to safety, I don't think anybody was surprised that a cornerback was moved to safety. Was there any surprise that Keaton Ellis was the choice?
You know, I would say no. Yes and no. I would say yes, because I thought Ellis did some really good things at corner, getting playing time as a true freshman, and kind of thought he could maybe be one of the starting corners, you know, opposite Castro Fields. No, because Ellis is very bright and has a really good feel for the secondary, and I think they like the idea of him being able to match up at safety and the range and smarts he brings to the position. So that's why I say yes and no there when it comes to Keaton Ellis. But I'm telling you, Jim, and I know you got more questions, but this will be the best-looking group of DBs that Penn State will have in terms of their physical ability. It'll be a group that will be best fit for going against Ohio State's receivers and looking like you want your defensive backfield to look, starters and depth that Penn State's had. The question is, do Brisker and Castro Fields and Joey Porter Jr., do they take the next step and become like day one or day two NFL draft picks? Or are they just good college players and they get drafted in the fifth, sixth, or seventh round? There's a big difference between those two. Big difference.
Well, in looking for that kind of advancement of those guys, that kind of leads to the next question I wanted to ask you. Maybe this year is the best group of talent, but we've been fairly high on this group for the last couple years, but we still had all those games where the opponent had wide receivers just seem to be running free in Penn State's defensive backfield. So it didn't seem like the group, the sum of the parts the sum of the parts didn't equal the sum of the parts, something like that, Ross. You know what I mean.
I think everybody listening knows what you're talking about, Jim. And I think you're right. And I think that is a fair criticism of Penn State's defense in recent years. I don't think they've gotten as much out of some of the talent they've had. And I think they've had more guys running free, more guys getting beat deep than they should have given the talent. Now, they haven't been churning out day one or day two NFL draft picks in the defensive backfield. You know, I think who's been the guy that went the highest in the last 5 years? Maybe John Reed in the fourth round?
Something like that, yeah. Didn't they also have a couple guys who were combine warriors, so they went higher than we
Troy
expected
Apke,
by their
fourth round.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. But my point is they really haven't had studs at those positions. They haven't had guys that are like first round, second round difference maker types. And I'm not sure they do this year, but they have some guys that have a chance to be those kind of guys. And I've referenced them already. I don't think they've done a good job, whether it's the defensive back coaches or it's Brent Pry's scheme. I think objectively, they need to be better. I think about even a couple years ago, the Minnesota game. I mean, how about the year when JT Barrett, you know, seemingly had the game of his life against them and completed every pass? Or even Fields the last 2 years, you know? They just haven't been good enough on the back end, and I don't think it's just talent or personnel.
And there were times when first down, second down, they did fantastic, and it's third and long, and all of a sudden somebody is wide open for a 20-yard gain. One of the other questions I had, Ross, in making the move of Keaton Ellis from cornerback to safety, do you now have a second safety there with better coverage skills at that position than we saw the last couple years? It seemed like sometimes it was the safeties getting burned, not doing a good job in coverage.
That's an interesting point. And yes, you're right. A lot of times it was Lamont Wade in particular is one guy that jumped out. And I think one thing that needs to be noted is in college football, there's usually a field corner and a boundary corner. And then you have a nickel. You know, the nickel has at times been Daquan Hardy, at times been Lamont Wade. That's a position they haven't really gotten right. You know, they haven't been good enough at nickel. I wonder if, you know, part of the reason they're moving Ellis to safety is just coverage, and part of it is they want Ellis to be the nickel when they're in that look. They also have Marquise Wilson. They also have Daquan Hardy. So, I mean, they've got several guys, I think, that can compete to be the nickel corner, but also give them pretty solid depth at both corner and safety. I think it's a good group. I think it's a really good group.
And remember, Marquise Wilson, they're now classifying him as athlete. So he may have some time on the other side. But what they do have is Johnny Dixon, the transfer from South Carolina, to your point about adding depth at the cornerback position. He's the guy there. So that is it for quarter number two. Stick around in quarter number three. We're going to get your questions, and we're going to ask Ross.
DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to lower the over-under on a featured basketball playoff game. For every 1,500 players who bet the over on the select game, the over-under will drop by 1 point. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply, max $25 wager. One per customer, offer ends May 23rd, 2021. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.